County Sheriff's Office a few minutes ago issuing more evacuation information. A level 3 go now to evacuate immediately from the following areas: all homes on Lighthouse Road, Millwood Drive, Briarwood Drive, and the 4900 block of Hubbard Creek Road. Again, that's Lighthouse Road, Millwood Drive, Briarwood Road, and the 4900 block of Hubbard Creek Road. It is a level 3 go now. Evacuate those areas immediately. KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce, a busy week in the Umpqua Valley, but we wanted to focus on the coastal areas of the county and talk about a recent tour you did with some of the other staff and a number of other organizations and levels of government as well about improvements through grant-assisted projects on the Oregon coast, where there seems like you've got a lot going on over there.
Yeah, so Douglas County was fortunate enough to host the second day of tours by the State of Oregon's ATV Grant Committee. They spent the first day in Coos County looking at projects that were partially funded by grants from Oregon State ATV funds, and they spent the second day with us looking at some of the investments that they'd made in our assets at the coast. And it was a good educational trip for them. It was an opportunity for them to see the good work that we're doing with the funds that they've granted us over the years. We didn't go all the way back to the beginning of that grant history, but starting back in about 2006 until now, we've spent about $8 million from that grant opportunity on various projects at the coast, including the staging area original installation, and then the staging area expansion. That's the Dan Van Slyke staging area at the coast. And then the emergency building that's there at the staging area that houses Sheriff's Department and Emergency Services, and the new parks maintenance shed, and the Umpqua Dunes purchase and also renovations, and the Half Moon Bay campground construction, all parts of the ATV grant funds that we've spent over there at the coast.
Every time you're trying to work on a project of this nature, one of the challenges for government is just how expensive some of these things can be, and it seems like it tends to work better when you're able to have multiple levels of government kind of working together, at least on the funding piece of the project.
Well, it's certainly a lot different than the private sector. You know, we have things like prevailing wage that we have to pay on certain jobs. We also have a process for having to accept bids on the projects. And it's, you know, the truth is, without this grant funding, we wouldn't be where we are over there today. And it's been a great opportunity, and it's been a long ride. And some of the folks here in Douglas County remember that a few years ago, we had to implement day use parking fees in our county parks. And that was really to stop spending general fund money to pay for the park system and to provide some capital to use for matching funds for this earlier grants that we got in order to fund some of these projects, which in turn have generated their own sets of revenues that we now leverage for matching funds for more grants. And it's really allowed us to sort of turn the Parks Department around.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. At that point, had that not taken place, and honestly, that wasn't particularly popular for a lot of folks, but it really kind of got the cycle started that lets you get to do things like you're doing now.
Yeah, and it wasn't popular, and it was but necessary. And it did get the ball rolling for the things that we're doing now. And without that short period of time where we had to implement those day use parking fees, we wouldn't be in nearly as good a shape as we are today. And fortunately for us, you know, we recognized that that was going to be a short-term need, and we put together a plan. And if we were able to stick to the plan and it worked the way that we hoped it would, we knew that we'd be able to eliminate those day use fees and go back to essentially a free user system for day use. But we took that money and we invested it in things that people are willing to and expecting to pay for, you know, more campground spaces, more yurts, more pavilion rentals, things that folks are happy to pay for that generate revenue that now supports the entire park system.
Let's go through kind of some of these projects individually, because not everybody has probably seen them or know exactly what they do. Talk about the OHV staging area. What is that used for?
So that's a paved area that's out on Salmon Harbor Drive, or Beach Boulevard, actually, the road that goes out to the dunes from Winchester Bay. When you go out there past the condos, it's a big paved area on the left, and that's primarily for day use users. It's an area where you pull in with your tow vehicle and your ATVs and unload them, leave your vehicle parked there, and go out and enjoy the dunes for the day. And there's two phases to that project, which was the initial creation of it years ago, which was a project of Dan Van Slyke's and was in cooperation with the Army Corps of Engineers and the Oregon Department of State Lands. And then a recent investment there was the expansion of that staging area, which also helped some local businesses over there that rent ATVs. We put in single vehicle parking there rather than spaces that were designed for tow vehicles, so that individuals who were renting ATVs had individual parking spaces to park in while they picked up the ATVs that get delivered to that site and then go out and ride the dunes for the day.
So did that, the first phase of that, was that when Dan Van Slyke was a commissioner?
Right, years ago.
So ATV shed, what about that one?
So the ATV shed is actually the what we call the emergency management building at the coast. It's located there at the Dan Van Slyke staging area. It's a brick building that houses the sheriff's department, guys that patrol the dunes, and all of their equipment. And then there's also space that we created there that's used by the Lower Umpqua Hospital and the Winchester Bay Rural Fire Protection District and their EMTs to store equipment and be there on site. And they staff that typically on the big weekends so that we have emergency services available right there at the dunes.
Now, you've got a coastal maintenance shop there. I guess that would be for county equipment then?
Yeah, and this is sort of a long project, because it used to be that all of the park's maintenance equipment was housed in what was called the boathouse, which was located at the Umpqua Lighthouse. And we recognized that that wasn't ideal, and that that building at the lighthouse could be put to much better use to support the lighthouse and the museum operations. So we built a parks maintenance building over there off of Triangle Road that now houses all of the parks maintenance equipment for the coastal region. And the building that used to be the parks maintenance building at the lighthouse has been transformed into a cafe and gift shop, which generates revenue to help support the lighthouse and the museum.
And then let's talk about the Half Moon Bay Campground. Obviously, camping pretty popular over there.
Yeah, and the Half Moon Bay Campground is an essential piece of the overall offering. And what we're trying to do there is really create camping opportunities for everyone, regardless of their style of camping that they prefer. And we've got a really nice upscale, all paved facility at Umpqua Dunes with direct access to the sand. This is across the street from that, where you have gravel throughout the campground and no hookups, so it's dry camping. There's vault toilets there on site, so essentially fairly rudimentary amenities for those people who are camping in self-contained units but still want great proximity to the sand. They're just across the street from the dune entrance. And that Umpqua Dunes campground, or I'm sorry, Half Moon Bay campground, was constructed primarily using ATV grant funds and has been a huge success.
And talk about the Umpqua Dunes RV Park for people who don't want to be all that camp-like.
Yeah, and the Umpqua Dunes RV Park is really the significant investment there, and we bought that. It used to be known as Discovery Point. It actually had full-time residents in there and mobile home parks, and a bunch of the buildings that were really dilapidated need to be torn down, which we did. There's been a complete remodel of the existing campground, which includes all paved spaces. Some of them are pull-through. They're very long to accommodate today's motorhomes with towing trailers. They all have 50-amp services. There's now great Wi-Fi in there. It's really the upscale RV park available, probably the nicest RV park available anywhere on the coast with direct dune access. And it also includes what we call a new commercial building, where we built a commercial building inside the RV park that houses a convenience store and laundry facilities and an ATV repair shop and rental facility. They have a pizza oven there. So essentially anyone who's over there utilizing the dunes can now ride their side-by-side to that store and get whatever amenities that they need right there in the park, including a non-ethanol unleaded gasoline and firewood and propane and all that stuff.
All right, more when we come back with Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 12. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Melissa Cribbins of Communities for Healthy Forests on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, talking to Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce about grant-assisted projects in coastal Douglas County and a recent tour that took place over there. When you look at the coastal areas, I think a lot of times probably there have been points along the way where a lot of people in the inland part of the county forget that these areas are actually part of Douglas County and just presume they're over in Coos County.
Yeah, we get a lot of that. And, you know, to be quite honest, some of the folks that are in Douglas County out the coast like to complain about the fact that they're not taken care of as part of Douglas County. And we've really spent the last many years since I've been a commissioner to rectify that. We're over there very, very often and have a great relationship now with all of the folks at the city of Reedsport and the folks at the coast. And we've invested heavily over there in things that matter to them because it also helps with the rest of maintaining the park system. So we get it, and we've gone out of our way to make sure that Douglas County, coastal Douglas County, feels like a part of Douglas County.
Well, and one of the things you probably brought to the table is just a background have growing up on the coast.
Yeah, I grew up down in Gold Beach and spent my time on the coast and sort of understand how the tourism during the summer months especially changes the whole environment. And, you know, when we look at funding challenges for the county that the county's been facing for years and realize that tourism needs to be a part of that solution, and how do you, you know, fund a county through tourism when they don't pay property taxes, which is the primary funding mechanism, you start to look at, you know, these amenities that you have, like these campgrounds, in order to capture that revenue from the tourists and help fund the rest of the operations. And so we've invested heavily in that over there, and we believe that it's made a positive impact on the community in both supporting the businesses that are there in those communities, but also increased property tax revenues and things like that.
And for the Parks Department, then, do you have a lot of workers that are essentially dedicated and just work in the coast?
We do. We have some. But, you know, you'd be surprised, Kyle, with the size of our parks operation. I think that my parks director's got a staff of 15 people that run the parks in the entire county. So those guys work hard. They're very efficient. They run lean and mean. We do have some dedicated folks over at the coast. One guy's name's Mike Schick, and he is just absolutely a tremendous asset to the county and his ability to pretty much handle anything from finishing cabins that are delivered on site. He puts in the flooring and the trim and the drywall and electricity and all the things over there to make those cabins instead of just wooden sheds. And the guy's just phenomenal. He's in charge of the coastal region over there and has a few staff people that work for him. And we do a lot of work with volunteers and camp hosts too. So it's a pretty diverse as far as our employees go, but we managed to get things done, and we continue to build on that to provide a better overall experience over time.
I've talked to some people in various places who've been camp hosts, and for some people, it's like kind of an ideal situation.
Yeah, and especially now, you know, you got retirees who want to live in their RV full time. They spend part of their time, you know, basically like snowbirders, but they volunteer at campgrounds rather than have a house north and a house south. They take their RV, and they'll spend their summers up here during our busy season, and then travel elsewhere during our off season, and it works out well. And it's gives us an opportunity as we rotate those camp hosts through to have fresh sets of eyes on our assets and different ideas, and we learn from what they're doing elsewhere that works. And it's been a great program.
I would imagine when you are looking at these grant assisted projects, I mean, I've seen grant forms before. Some of these, some of the paperwork required is very complex, very tedious. Do you have somebody that's kind of dedicated to dealing with that?
I don't. That's Mark Wald is the parks director. He's new. He's been here for a short period of time. That responsibility falls on him, but I know that he's got one gal that works in his office. Her name's Deb Pack, who's very skilled, very professional, runs the thing very tight. She's a tremendous asset also, and they not only apply for all these different grant opportunities, but administer the grants. And then, as you know, the grant committee is over there doing a tour of our projects to look and see what we've done with the money. So there's a lot of accountability, and they do a great job of managing those.
And I know in a lot of cases you get the grant, but then you've got to submit paperwork later that is, again, very detailed and explains, we did this, we followed it this way, here's where we are.
That's exactly right. It's a big process, but in the end, it's well worth it.
And sometimes you have to apply for some of these grants multiple times before you actually get them, so you've got to have a certain level of tenacity or drive to kind of stay the course.
That's very true. And just to reiterate what we've already said, you know, I've been a commissioner for 9 years. I haven't been the parks liaison commissioner that entire time. Commissioner Freeman started that when we got here together, and then I took over at some point. But we have made a big dent. You know, there's new restroom facilities throughout the parks in the county. There's been investments in Whistler's Bend and River Forks. We're doing a big project down in Canyonville right now at Stanton Park. We major remodels at Windy Cove A and B at the coast, including restrooms and new pedestals and electric facilities and asphalt. The Umpqua Dunes project has been huge and still ongoing. And again, all that is due to Douglas County residents having to make a sacrifice to pay day use fees for a few years that kind of got the ball rolling on all of that. But we're not done. We just found out yesterday, I think, hit my email inbox that we were successful in receiving another grant for $500,000 that's going to go towards the next round of upgrades at Whistler's Bend Park, which will include a pavilion that'll be available for activities located near the parking area for the disc golf course, and some new asphalt and other things that are going to happen out there. Very exciting time to be involved in the Douglas County Park system.
Well, and that park has been there so long. I mean, periodically, you just realistically have to update some things.
We do, and it's you know, we got to maintain what's there, but we also want to continue to add amenities that people want and need. And we added 2 yurts out at Whistler's Bend last year, just in an area of the park that was underutilized, overlooking the river. Probably some of the most valuable real estate on the North Umpqua sitting there unutilized, and it was Mark Wall's vision of saying, "Hey, you know, this is an area of this park that's way underutilized, and if we put some yurts in here and increase our capacity, it's going to drive revenue." And just to give you an example, our fiscal year starts on July 1st. And so last year, July 1st through August 31st, we generated $553,000 in revenue for the park system. This year, July 1st through August 23rd, so 8 days short of that same time period, we were up over $52,000 in revenue with 8 days remaining for that comparison. So obviously the things that we're doing are making a difference. That revenue is critical to the operation of the park system, and in order to perform all of that maintenance that's past due, plus add new amenities, it's working very well.
And do you have other projects that are you kind of foresee in the future?
We do. You know, we have a new loop planned for Umpqua Dunes at the coast, basically going into the dunes south of the current park footprint and adding an entire new loop that isn't there yet. We've got some preliminary ideas for some significant investment in the lighthouse property at the coast. As I mentioned, we've got this project that's just now going to get underway because of this grant that we just got at Whistler's Bend. And we've got a big rehab in the works for Stanton Park down in Canyonville that's really going to change the way that park looks and functions and sort of bring it into modern times. It's going to be way nicer when we finish than it is today.
All right, a look at the parks around Douglas County and the coast in particular. Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Kyle, it's always great to be here, and it's always fun to talk about positive things that are happening at the county. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.